It's not often that an art show makes visitors stand up straighter, but Degas' Dancers at the Bar, an exhibition at the Phillips Collection in Washington, D.C., has that effect. Ballet dancers in gauzy skirts stretch and bend and twist on oil and pastel canvases in the museum's galleries. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says the show is not just a bunch of pretty pictures. Edgar Degas' show is the work of ballet, and the painter himself worked hard at that subject for much of his long life.
So many little girls grow up with Degas reproductions in their bedrooms, framed, painted images of ballerinas limbering up before a performance. The Phillips has the real thing, original paintings. Plus, in the last gallery, two real mirrors covering opposite walls and a real ballet bar, a long wooden pole, mounted at hip height along one mirror. I took some dancers to look at the exhibition, but didn't expect them to become the show.
You walked over to the bar. You put your leg up. You looked at yourself in the other mirror. You can't just walk past it.
No, I see a ballet bar, and I have to do something. And it's kind of an addiction.
Morgan Rose is a principal dancer with the Washington Ballet. She sees herself in the painting that's the focus of this show, Degas' Dancers at the Bar.
Every day begins at the bar, stretching, slowly moving your body, warming yourself up for the day.
You walk into the studio. The studio's a temple.
Septime Weber, dancer, choreographer, and artistic director of Washington Ballet.
In the morning, the sunlight is casting a shadow on the studio floor, and one walks up to the bar and just begins to test out the stretches. Put your leg on the bar and stretch forward. The big muscles, the hamstrings, the inner thigh muscles need to be stretched. It's something someone does for themselves to prepare.
The same stretches they learn at age 6, repeated hundreds of times a day to the end of their dancing days, at age 35 or 40. Degas made some 1,500 paintings, pastels, and drawings of dancers, more than any other artist. Eliza Rathbone, who curated the Phillips show, finds a connection between the dancers' repetitions and the work of Degas.
You have to draw and draw and draw, just like a dancer practices, you know, again and again and again, the same steps, the same moves, the same positions, in order to achieve that beautiful grace and fluidity and mastery of their art.
Merce Cunningham always said, dancers shouldn't be dancers if they don't love the dailiness of it.
Again, Washington Ballet Artistic Director Septime Weber.
It's that dailiness that Degas captured, and it's the dailiness that's in the spirit of his return to those subjects.
In studios, in rehearsal halls, backstage, in dressing rooms, Degas drew the dancers. He was a witty, brilliant conversationalist, according to scholars, never married, and was reclusive. Curious to think of him getting that insider's access to the ballerinas. But he was not the only one. In the 19th century, subscribers to the Paris Opera, the ballet was part of the opera then, could get similar backstage views. Again, curator Eliza Rathbone.
A subscriber would have special access to seeing the dancers before or after a performance.
The dancers, lower and middle-class women, welcomed such visitors. Gentlemen of means might become patrons or what they called special friends. Degas rarely showed ballerinas in performance. Instead, they stretch at bars or pull up a stocking or bend to adjust a satin toshu ribbon. In their pretty tutus and sashes, they are all on their way to making art. That's the subject of Degas' obsession.
What it takes to do what we see. What we see is such a small part of a dancer's whole life. And he was interested in showing life, you know, real life.
He loved those hardworking dancers. He once said they had sewn up his heart in a bag of pink satin, a bit worn like their dancing slippers. Starting around 1884, Degas kept revising dancers at the bar, changing the position of an arm here, a leg or head there. Using an infrared camera, Elizabeth Steele, head of conservation at the Phillips, discovered just how many changes the artist made.
There are 8 different
positions of the legs of these dancers.
On the same canvas?
On the same canvas.
So he just kept fussing with it and changing?
Obsessively reworking the picture.
But it's funny that the final choice, or where he stopped, would have been what to me looks like a very awkward standing leg.
No one could possibly stand like that.
No.
It's impossible.
But even the leg is growing out from the wrong part of her body.
It's total invention by the end. It has nothing to do with working from the model anymore. He's searching for this strong feeling of stretching, and this is how it comes out.
Looking at the work as a dancer, not an art expert, ballerina Morgan Rose finds another awkward patch in the painting.
The foot on the left dancer looks like it's a little bit flexed, in my opinion. You know, you want that beautiful line at the end of the foot to always curve in the direction of the pointed foot. Her foot is not quite as pointed as I would like.
But you know, it's art, not life. The art of becoming beautiful. An infinite vocabulary of motion that fascinated the painter. And, showing what it takes, Degas still created an ethereal world of lovely illusions that all that hard work is designed to produce. Have you had days, you have to, if you've been at this a while, when you just think, oh no, not that bar again?
Sometimes, yes, absolutely. I think it's more your body not wanting to move. You get stiff, you get sore. You're training your muscles in ways that they're not used to being trained.
Whether or not Degas had any oh-no moments, he was a perfectionist, never satisfied. He worked on dancers at the bar, on and off, for some 20 years. The painting was still in his studio when he died in 1917 at the age of 83. Now it's at the Phillips Collection in Washington until early January, along with other images from this behind-the-scenes look at dance. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can see those ballet dancers backstage at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.